Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 58. Today we will be studying in the 15th Perek, the 4th and 5th Mishnah. Perek Tesvov, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah A. Let's begin with Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaTeluyim. All handles which are attached to a kli but are used not when the function of the kli is being performed, but rather when you want to store the kli, you hang it on a hook. So the part of the kli, the handle which is put over the hook to be suspended from, that is a telui, something, a part of the kli by which the kli is hung onto a hook or a spike or whatever, hanger or whatever. So the tluyim, according to this first opinion, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, kolat tluyim temeyim, every handle of a kli, which is used, even if it's used just to hang it on the wall or somewhere, is mekabel tuma, because it is attached to the kli, and therefore it's part of the kli. So holds Rabbi Meir, with two exceptions. Chutz mitlui napo chvoro, except for the tlui by which you suspend a nafa, is a sifter or a strainer, and a chvoro is a sieve, a larger utensil. Shel balabayas, which are used domestically, not by a manufacturer. The reason being that the tlui napa uchevoro, when the balabayas wants to use these strainers or sifters, he removes the tlui from them. Only when he wants to hang them on the wall does he attach the tlui to the napa uchevoro. So therefore, they're not considered a chibur lekli, and they're not mekabel tumah. So holds Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, kulam tahorin. Any type of tlui, except for the ones we're about to study, but in general, every tlui is not mekabel tumah, kulam tahorin. Why? Because the Chachamim believe that something which is not an essential part of the kli, which is used in the function of the kli, which is used in the kli's work, but rather is appended to it, but used when you want to hang it somewhere, even if it's mechubal lekli, even if it's attached somehow, are not mekabel tumah, with the exception of the following kelim, where the tlui actually helps in the process, in the work which the kli is designed to do. In other words, a tlui functions more than just as a tlui, something by which to hang it onto the wall, but rather the tlui has a purpose in the function of the kli. And the examples are chutz mitlui nofo shel salosin, the very large sifter which is used by those who manufacture, who produce for the market soles, fine flour. So they use a very large napa, and the tlui then is something which they use to help them manipulate this napa as it does its work. Utlui kivras gironos, and similarly, the tlui on a great chavora, a great large sieve, which is used in granaries, again, which is large and clumsy and heavy, and the tlui helps you pick it up, lift it up, and manipulate it. And similarly, utlui magolyad, the tlui which is attached to a hand scythe, utlui makel habaloshin, and the tlui of the stick, which the tax inspectors who inspect cargo to see if there's anything there that's subject to tax that the person is trying to smuggle, the person is trying to smuggle by the tax authorities, so he has a kind of a long stick, which he holds onto the tlui to help him manipulate the stick and poke around in the cargo to see if there's anything there that's taxable. Bipnei shehein misayin b'shas hamalocha. Because in all the above cases, the nofo shel salosin, etc., The tilui is not just something by which you hang it when you want to store it, but it actually helps you do the purpose, the inspection or the sifting or the cutting of the tefuah with the scythe. So therefore they are mekabel tumah. The haklal, the general rule, is simple. A handle, which is really part of the operation of the kli, is mekabel tumah. But if its sole purpose is to hang it onto a hook, then it is tahor, it is not mekabel tumah. Rachas. A rachas is a large scoop or a large shovel. Imagine a very large spoon. So rachas shel gorosos, the rachas which is used to by those who make gerisim. Gerisim are ground pulim. Pulim are some type of bean which were ground into smaller parts and were kind of shoveled up, scooped up by this rachas. Temeya is mekabel tumah. Remember, we're speaking here of wooden kalim, and the reason being, because it is mekabel tumah, the reason being because it has a base kibbul. It's used to shovel up, to scoop up, pull him, and put them into the mill to be ground into grisim. So therefore, it is mekabel tumah. But the rachas shel otsoros, the type of shovel, which is more, less of a shovel really than kind of a broom, which is used in otsoros, in warehouses, and it's used really to kind of sweep together the bits of grain that are scattered all over the floor of the warehouse. You want to bring them into one central location, so you push them or shovel them or sweep them with this rachas. So the rachas is not designed to be makabel. It's designed to help you gather together scattered pieces. And according to some mefarshim, it doesn't even physically have a base kibul. Not only doesn't it function as a mekabel, but it doesn't even have a base kibul. So the rachas of used in the otsoros in the warehouses is tahora. It's not mekabel tumah because it's not designed to be a receptacle, as is true in the case of the gerosos. Similarly, shelgitos, the rachas which is used in a gas where you crush grapes in order to make wine. So there, this rachas is used to scoop up and to contain the rinds, R-I-N-D-S, of the grapes, the seeds of the grapes, etc., and to take them and to dispose of them. So it's kind of shoveled up and scooped up and contained in the rachas and then transferred out to the trash. So temeya, this is mekabel tumah, but the rachas of shel geronos, of granaries, is tahora, is not mekabel tumah, because there too it's used not to contain anything, but rather to sort out the grain in some way. So it's tahora, it's not mekabel tumah. Zeh haklal, the general rule is a simple one. He'asui likabolo tomei. If it's designed, the rachas, to receive, to contain, to hold something in it, then it is mekabel tumah. However, lichinus, if it is only designed to help you gather together scattered objects, then tahor, it is not mekabel tumah. And so we have completed lesson 58.